Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Career Talk with Holly Bunn. I am your host, Holly Bunn, and I am so excited to have everyone here today on my show that has been on hiatus for a little while. And so thank you so much for calling in. I've missed you guys. And for those of you who don't know what the show is and you're calling in for the first time, Career Talk with Holly Bunn is a place where we talk about how to manage your job search and your career successfully, because the job search can be tough, and I'm here to help you through that process and make it just a little easier. So I want to say that I've been away for about a month or a month and a half, and during that time I took some time to do a bunch of research and gather some information and pay full attention to my clients as well as, you know, get some rest. But now I am back in full swing. I want to say thank you to everyone for all of your messages, your text messages, your emails, and your Facebook messages about missing the show. I love you guys. You're so awesome, and you inspire me to do the show. So I just want to say a special thank you to Ms. Cannon, who has a full list of workshop students who listen to my show on a weekly basis, as well as you guys have been listening to the archive. So special shout out to Ms. Cannon and your workshop class. I see you, and thank you so much for your support. You guys really inspire me. So for those of you who don't know me, I am a resume writer, a job search strategist, a LinkedIn profile writer, and a career coach through my business, Ms. Resume Help. I've worked for some of the largest staffing companies in the world, designing and implementing the recruitment strategies, working directly with hiring managers and recruiters. So I have about 20 years experience in the industry, and I've learned a thing or two, and I'm here to share that knowledge with you. At the end of the show, I'll be giving you some of my best resume tips, so hold on and stay tuned for that. And I also will be taking questions kind of midway in the show. If you want to ask a question and you're listening online, you would simply call to ask a question 347-857-1557, and you'd press the number 1 to get into my host queue. For those of you who are live online, I see a couple of you in the chat room. You can ask your questions via the chat room, and I will take those questions during the show. You just simply go ahead and put your question right there in the window. I'll see it because I can see it now. So let's just jump right into the show, because this show is kind of near and dear to my heart. I've had a bunch of clients lately come through, and they found themselves in a transition in life. So this show today is, so you've been laid off. Now what? Consider this show your in case of emergency break glass show, okay? So whether you're listening to the recording, or you're listening live, or you're listening a year from now, consider this show your break glass and in case of emergency show. I am going to share with you several things and tips that I've learned over the years, several things you can do to make this transition in your life a lot easier. So I want you to get pen and paper ready, because I have a ton of information to share with you, and I want you to keep an open mind, okay, as I talk about these things, about where you are in life right now, because you've been either notified that your job is going away and you have some time, maybe a month or two before that happens, or you've been notified that your job just went away and now you're suddenly unemployed. So today's topics will cover what should you do as soon as you're laid off, and then certainly what should you not do as soon as you are laid off. I'll share with you also my top job search and employment resources. So I'll give you a couple websites to go to. And then finally, how do you use social media during this time to your advantage, like using LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter? How do you use that to your advantage just during this time until you find a job? All right, so let's jump right in. So what should you do day one? First of all, I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to not panic. That's step one. Don't panic. It's going to be okay, okay? Secondly, I want you to pray. If you believe in God or in higher being, whatever person or thing that you call God, I want you to pray. And the first thing I want you to do is be grateful for what you do have. And I want you to be thankful for what's coming. I want you to focus on those things. Be grateful and thankful. Grateful for what you have and thankful for what's coming. So I want you to also consider that you have to prepare your family during this time. Now that you haven't panicked, you've prayed, you've calmed down a little bit, I want you to prepare your family. Often people try to hide the fact that they've been laid off, or they, you know, pretend that this event hasn't happened because they don't want their family to be disrupted, or they don't want people to know. And I want you to consider that your family is going to help you make this transition successful. And without their help, it won't be successful, or it won't be as successful as it could be. This is going to be a hard transition if you panic or if you are not truthful with your family. So the second thing I want you to do, I want you to very calmly sit down with your spouse, significant other, partner, whomever is in your life, and calmly explain to them what just happened. This is an opportunity. It's not a devastation, okay? And I want you to get them to be on board with what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks or months. You need them to support you during this transition, okay? So prepare the family calmly. And remember, if you panic, they'll panic. If you are calm, they'll be calm, okay? That's number two. Number three, I want you to sit down and evaluate your finances. This is all day one, folks. You have a lot of time on day one, and I want you to focus this on positive activities, not the devastation of what just happened, okay? So evaluate your finances. Look at your lifestyle. Please consider that things are going to change just for a little bit, and it's going to be temporary, because you find yourself without a steady paycheck. Now, if you've had some reserves set aside, if you have some savings, that's great. But I want you to consider that there are some things that you have to temporarily give up, adjust, or change just for a little while, because the job search can take, a well-planned job search can take 2 to 3 months. So that means deciding financially how much money you have, how much money you will have over the next 2 to 3 months, what is important, what is I have to have it to live, and what is a want. Consider putting your wants on hold for just a couple of months until you land a new job or a new career, or you get that steady paycheck coming in. This is not the time to go on vacation. It's not the time to take your severance and, you know, fly off to the islands. This is the time to formulate a plan to make sure that your finances stay in order. Okay, so that's day one. Don't panic. Prepare the family. Look at your finances. So now, day two, I want you to, very important step here, do not skip this step. Don't wait until, you know, 4 or 5 weeks after you've been unemployed. Day two, I want you to look into filing for unemployment. Very important here, because you are eligible for a number of benefits, okay? And so certainly if you've been fired, in certain states, you do not qualify for certain unemployment benefits, but other states you do. You can claim a case if you've been fired and make a case for you getting unemployment. Doesn't mean you automatically are disqualified from unemployment if you get fired. You can Google that and find out some of those reasons. Really simple stuff. But I don't want you to skip this step, and I want you to do it early, because it can be a pain to do it later. So day two, file for unemployment. I want you to Google unemployment, the word unemployment, plus your state that you live in, because each state has different criteria and each requirement. Now, each requirement is different. So that's first. I want you to consider also that unemployment is equivalent to minimum wage. So if you worked a 40-hour work week on minimum wage, that's about how much you're going to get paid, which is why I tell you on day one to evaluate your finances. Because some people make the mistake of thinking, oh, I can collect unemployment, I'll be all right. If you are okay with making minimum wage for 40 hours a week before taxes, that does not include after taxes, consider that and consider what you'll do, okay? I also want you to consider filing for, now just hold on before everyone breaks out and says, no way, but consider this, file for food stamps or SNAP benefits. You have now no income, zero income if you've been laid off. You now qualify for those benefits. Don't be too proud to ask for these benefits. If you are a taxpayer, you've paid into these benefits and you are entitled to them if you've lost your job. So I want you to consider filing for food stamps and emergency benefits. In many cases, they will give you emergency cash and food for your family on the spot because you don't have an income and you file for unemployment. There could be a 2 to 3 week period between you being laid off and you receiving unemployment benefits where you have zero income whatsoever. The government is there to help. And I know some people say, I'm not into the government helping me, but let me tell you, you're only eligible for those benefits for that small window because once you collect unemployment, you now have an income and you no longer qualify for those benefits. For some people, that could mean the difference of floating or sinking, just to have that food money and that cash money for anything that they might need, bills, keep the lights on, whatever. Churches help. Consider just getting that financial help for those 1 or 2 weeks or three between you filing for unemployment and receiving the benefits. Now, next important step, I don't want you to skip this one. I don't want you to think it's not important because all of these are, but next important step is true whether you've been laid off or you have a job. Listen, I want you to formulate a plan and target the job that you want. Okay? I want you to think about what kind of job am I looking for? So, folks, when someone says to me, and I've heard it, hey, what kind of job are you looking for? I ask that question. They'll say, well, anything at this point. You know, I just got laid off, and now I'll take anything. No, that's not a job search strategy. It's kind of equivalent to you throwing a net out in the ocean and hoping to catch some tuna. You have to figure out what job it is you want in order to have a successful job search. So in that same scenario, so, hey, what kind of job are you looking for? What are you, you know, I'm looking for jobs in accounting management. I do accounts payable and receivables, and that's what I'm looking to do. That's more focused than the term anything, because if you will take anything, you'll get anything. Okay? So formulate a plan. Decide what job you want, because if you have a plan, it creates optimism, it creates hope, it creates a direction and a purpose for your job search. And these are the things that help sustain you through this transition period, okay? I have talked about this in my previous shows, so if you've listened to any of my previous shows, or you can go to episode 5, and I talk about formulating a job search plan for your job search, okay? Next, this is day 2, folks, okay? Day 2. Do you see how busy I'm keeping you? Day 2. Now that you know what job you want, I want you to prepare your tools. This may take you a couple of days. Okay, so day 3, 4, and 5, I want you to prepare your job search tools. Okay? That means getting your resume up to date. That means preparing your social media profile. It means thinking about, okay, I need to register on job sites. I need to figure out what it is I want, and now I got to have the tools in place. So, resume, certainly I can help you with. Call me. Contact me, and many of you have, and I thank you for that. Okay? Get your resume up to date, value-added propositions on it, social media profiles, and I'll talk to you in a minute about cleaning them up. But if you haven't started a LinkedIn profile, start one. Now's the time. If you have a LinkedIn profile, now it's time to update it. Now it's time to get active. Trust me, do not skip this step. It will pay off in the end. The time to do your resume is now before you need it, and not when someone says, hey, so why don't you give me your resume? And you're like, oh, man, I haven't updated my resume in a year or 5 years. Can you hold on for a minute? That's what you don't want. You want those tools to be ready for someone to say, hey, how do I get in touch with you? You know what? Let's connect on LinkedIn. And I'll send you my resume, and I'll send it to you in a couple of minutes. That's what you want to be prepared. So day 3, 4, and 5, get your resume and your social media profiles up to date. I talk about this in episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6 of my blog talk show. So specifically, episode 6, I talk about preparing your resume. Go back to episode 1, and I talk about how to use social media for your job search. Specifically, episode 2 talks about LinkedIn. And then episodes 3 and 4 talk about Facebook, Twitter, and the rest. So just go back and listen to those. Listen to my advice on how to set those up. If you are laid off or you find yourself extra time, hey, that only is about 2 hours of listening pleasure for you to get prepared in your job search if you listen to those episodes, okay? Next, along the lines of day 3, 4, and 5, now that you have your tools, resume, social media profiles, et cetera, I want you to prepare your workspace. Do not skip this step, folks. Your workspace meaning, whether it's your dining room table, whether it's your bedroom, you know, a table in your bedroom or an actual office in your house. I want you to have a dedicated workspace to your job search. No one can touch that job space. It is organized with your job search information, tools, et cetera. I want you to be sure you have a laptop, a tablet, or a computer. If you don't have one, don't go out and buy one. This is not the time. Okay, remember I told you to evaluate your finances, figure out what you need. The library has free access to computers all day, every day. Well, all day, every day, except Sunday in most cases. I want you to have access to a printer so that you can print your resumes. If not, locate the nearest Kinko's or FedEx to you so that you can get the printing done. Office Depot, Staples, they all offer printing services. You just simply send a file to them, get it printed out. I want you to know where they are before you need them, okay? Locate them. Get office supplies, pens, paper, et cetera, so that it's at your disposal. Calendaring software or a planner, I want you to have a working phone number or a cell phone, and then a professional email. Listen to my episode six, and I talk about preparing your workspace. I also talk about it in detail in episode 5. So if you want to know all the details about preparing your workspace, preparing your job search, listen to episodes 5 and 6, okay? So now, that's your first week, folks. This is what you're doing week one. I know you noticed there's something missing in week one. I know. It's the natural knee-jerk reaction to, I've just been laid off. What? I did not tell you in week one, nor did I mention that you should job search at all. Do not apply for a job. Don't look for a job week one. You're not ready. Please take this advice. You'll be less frustrated, okay? When I want you to apply for a job is when you've done all those steps in week one. And if that takes you 2 weeks as opposed to a week, then fine. Week two or week three, I want you to apply for jobs only after you have prepared, meaning you have a plan, you have your tools set up, you have your workspace. This makes the whole process easier, less frustrating, and it goes a lot faster, okay? So I want you to job hunt after you've prepared. I want you to tailor your resume for each job that you apply for. Do not do the one-size-fits-all. That's going to frustrate you, and it's going to have you spinning your wheels. Episode 6, folks, resumes, how to formulate them for your job search. I go into detail. The next thing I want you to do is register with temporary agencies and headhunters. I want you to tell them you are in the market. These are folks that are recruiters. It is their job to get you a job. And I want you to understand that they don't work for you. They work for themselves, even if they work for a big company. Because 9 times out of 10, when you get hired, they get paid. Okay? Which means they have their pick. There's, for every you, there's at least 100 of you that are vying, hey, I'm available, I'm open. And the squeaky wheel gets the oil. So when you register with an agency, a temp agency, or a headhunter firm, I want you to follow up as much as possible. Hey, just checking in. This is Holly. Hey, Patsy, I'm checking in. Just seeing if you had anything available today. She might say, not today, but you know what? I'll keep you in mind of something else. 2 days later, hey, Patsy, it's Holly. I'm just calling, checking in. The more I call her, the more I stay on her radar, the sooner she's going to think about me the minute she gets the order. Don't register with the agency and disappear because out of sight is out of mind. These folks do temporary placement and they do full-time placement, both of which are highly valuable and in most cases earn you more than minimum wage per hour, which is what is equivalent to unemployment. Okay? So, lastly, I want you to consider starting your own business. Become a consultant, right? So do all of these things. Apply for jobs, register with temp agencies, and consider your own business. Okay, it's very easy to get set up in this day and age with social media and everything else. So now, moving along, what should you not do when you were laid off? Okay, please pay attention. So I can only offer my best advice, and folks, trust me, this stuff works. I've already mentioned one of them. Day one, do not look for a job. Don't frantically apply for everything that's out there on the Internet and say, yeah, I have this. Yeah, I applied for 15 jobs today. I land in no time. Consider what state of the process emotionally that you're in. Some of you are panicking. Some of you are afraid. And some are like, psh, I'll be fine, because it hasn't set in yet. What just happened? And the time to focus is on you, your family, and getting set up for success. Right? You have to swim before you can jump into the deep end of the pool. You have to learn swimming techniques. You have to be taught. You have to be prepared. Okay? So that's don't look for a job day one. Wait until week two until you've prepared everything. Do not go on vacation or a shopping spree. Okay? Don't make any big purchases. Don't do any of this until you land a job. Some people say, I just been laid off. I just got this big severance. Even if it's a year of your salary, right? I could take a year off. No. Because the job search is a job. If you go on vacation, so is your job search. And trust, people get hired every day. You will miss your job if you go on vacation. Okay? It should be a full-time effort, especially if you're unemployed. Okay? Again, don't be deceived by the fact that you got a severance, that there's time, you know, there's 2 to 3 months before last day, I have this time. I mentioned before, the job search takes 2 to 3 months, and that's a well-planned job search. It could take longer if you're not prepared. And I don't want this to be long for you. I want it to be that, you know, 2 to 3 months. And I'll explain what that 2 to 3 months is in a second, because it's not as long as you think it is. So next, do not post, tweet, pin, email, or otherwise broadcast that you are looking for opportunity. Please stop this if you are doing this now. You're wasting precious keyword space on your social media profiles or even in your email, okay? I mean, for example, okay, so if there are any recruiters out there, please co-sign with me if I'm correct. I don't know any recruiter out there, and I've worked with hundreds of them. I don't know any recruiter whose sourcing strategy or whose job search strategy for people is find me someone who's looking to be employed. I'm going to do a keyword search on looking and for opportunities. No. They do keyword searches for people, number one, it's not illegal yet, but it will be, but it's not illegal to search for people with jobs. So they're looking for people that are employed or that otherwise have something going on, their own job, they're temping, they're doing something, right? And they're looking for specific skill sets, not people that are saying, I am available. You being available for opportunities doesn't tell me who you are. It's akin to saying, what kind of job are you looking for? Well, anything. Does that tell me anything? No. I want you to remove that from your profile, especially LinkedIn. You know, it's equivalent to standing in the middle of a crowded room and saying, hey, does anyone have $50 I can borrow? You see how uncomfortable and weird that is? That's how you appear when you put in your profiles, hey, I'm available and looking for opportunities. Don't be the desperate job seeker. This actually can get you passed by faster than if you don't put that on your profile. Instead of opportunities coming to you, they'll run from you. Don't be the desperate job seeker. So instead, put keywords out there on your skill set. And if you've been my client or if you work with me on LinkedIn, you know exactly what that is. Keyword optimize your headliner on LinkedIn. And don't waste that space with a statement that says unemployed and looking or looking for opportunities. That's not helping you. Okay? All right. So I'm moving on. I'm running out of time. So top job search resources. I mentioned that I would give you some of my top ones, and I want you to have pen and paper ready if you haven't already started writing. So my top job boards, Monster, yes, Monster is still viable. Create a Monster profile if you haven't. Yes, recruiters and sourcers still go to Monster and look for people. They don't necessarily post a lot of jobs there as much as they used to, but they still post jobs, but they actually mine the database for people, right? Dice.com. If you are into IT or any of the engineering or technology arenas, I want you to use Dice.com as a place to create a profile and start looking for jobs. Those are the two better ones. Job search aggregators. That means job search engines that search all the available jobs out there. My favorite and the best one is Indeed.com. If you haven't already started using Indeed, please do. It searches every available job on corporate sites, government sites, everywhere. Set up those job search agents to send you jobs every day. Simply Hired is another good one, but they don't have as many jobs as Indeed, but it's still a good resource. And then USAJobs.com. These are all the jobs posted by the government, okay, federal jobs or otherwise. Social media, everyone knows that I love LinkedIn because it works. So create a LinkedIn profile, update it if you haven't already. I want you to join the networking after work group and go to their website, networkafterwork.com, and look up the events that they have. These are recruiters and job seekers coming together to the tune of 500-plus at every event in every major city, New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, L.A., even Miami. They have these events once a month, and this is a prime spot for you to go to meet recruiters and people doing the hiring. So that's LinkedIn. That's also on their website. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. I've gone to many of those events myself. Twitter, instead of tweeting and following celebrities, I want you to go to Twitter and follow the job sites that are posting jobs. So every government site, every city has a one-stop that is posting jobs there. I want you to search your keywords. For example, if I'm a project manager, I'm going to hashtag project management and follow that on Twitter. Refer to episode 3 of my archives, and you'll see everything there is to know about Twitter for the job search. Unemployment resource, I want you to go to Career One Stop. That's CareerOneStop.org. That's going to be information about the government sites that give resources available for your job search. Every city has one. You can do the service locator, which is www.servicelocator.org. That's going to point you to the site for your state, and it has resources for unemployment insurance, unemployment benefits, the one stop in your city, et cetera. Running out of time, I'm so sorry, but social media, a couple of pieces of advice on your LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all your social media profiles. I want you to do these things. Remove or hide anything that would be a challenge to you being a credible candidate. If you wouldn't show it to your mother, then hide it, okay? Pictures of alcohol, you holding a bottle or tossing it up, I want you to take those down for just a second. Hide them, visible only to you. Any pictures of nudity or partial nudity, get them off. Profanity, and make sure you're aware of spelling and grammar errors. I haven't been able to take callers today because I had so much information to share. I want you to listen to the archive if you didn't catch all of that. Your resume tip of the week, I want you to use a professional email address on your resume, and that is firstandlastname@provider.com. All this fancy stuff, let it go. Your first name and your last name, if possible. My ending thought is that losing a job is not the end of the world. It can change you. It can be a new chapter in your life, and preparation is key. Remain calm and rest in the fact that you have a plan, and it will work if you stick to it. It won't be easy because nothing worth having ever is, but I can assure you that it will be worth it. Be encouraged. Your next job is in sight. I promise you. Just follow the steps. Thanks, everyone, for listening and tuning in. Follow me here on Blog Talk. Find me on LinkedIn at Holly Bunn. And then follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest at Ms. Resume Help. Join me next week where I'll talk about being a temp or a contractor versus full-time employment. Have a great day, everyone.